Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Do you realize that you can love God with all your heart, be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, walk in the gifts of the Spirit, but yet not have it all together? A few days ago, that kind of person that I just described stopped by our offices for a chat. This person has a spiritual depth and a love of the Lord. But on this occasion, he was focused on some unpleasant circumstances in his life. My advice to him, to each of us, is simple. Stop looking at your circumstances. Instead, create the circumstances you want instead of the ones you've got. Dictionary.com defines circumstances as, quote, a condition, detail, part, or attribute with respect to time, place, manner, agent that accompanies, determines, modifies a factor or event, a modifying or influencing factor. Well, let us tell you one fact that can't be modified or changed. We've shared this number of times before, but it always bears repeating. This is something that cannot be modified or changed. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus delivers. Jesus changes things where the world thinks can't be changed. We should never worry about circumstances because we have the authority, wisdom, and access to create any and every circumstance we desire. Our circumstances don't determine our destiny. They just reflect our current location and what we're doing or not doing at any given moment. It's important for believers to know circumstances and facts change. Truth doesn't. The Word is truth. Our financial condition can change for the worst by a sudden accident or illness, an unforeseen layoff, or any other sort of catastrophic event, such as death or even divorce. Our financial condition can change for the better with an unexpected bonus, increase in salary, or perhaps an unanticipated inheritance. Our financial circumstances can change in a heartbeat, for better or worse. However, there's one thing that will never change. Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Hebrews 13:8, classic Amplified Bible. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. If God doesn't change, and He doesn't, if His Word doesn't change, and it doesn't, if God's promises remain the same, and they do, then it's fairly obvious that we and our circumstances are the ones and things that can and need to change.
Now let's go a little deeper in this. Matthew 3:2 says, "And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for repent is G3344. G3344, and it means to change one's mind. The Amplified Bible translation of Matthew 3:2 says it this way, "And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Where a person will spend eternity, heaven or hell, changes the minute you may change your mind. Whether you live in lack or surplus changes when you change your mind. Whatever circumstances you're dealing with can change when you change your mind. Romans 12:2 gives us this incredible advice in the Classic Amplified Bible translation. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. And here's another verse to chew on. Acts 3 verse 19 in the Living Bible. Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to him so he can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. Sometimes we really need that refreshment from the presence of the Lord.
Yes, we do.
And to get that, we need to repent, change our mind about our circumstances, and seek his face.
Honey, I know you've read a number of books by Watchman Nee, an amazing man of God.
I like him.
And he once said, we should inquire once again as to what the life of faith is. It is one lived by believing God under any circumstance. Quote, if he slay me, says Job, yet will I trust in him, end quote. John, that's Job 13:15. And Watchman Nee went on to say, that is faith. Mm. And it really is. Our attitude will determine our tolerance of the circumstance we're facing. There's some things in life that we just have to tolerate. But our attitude will determine whether or not those circumstances, so to speak, eat our lunch. Traffic, you can't fly over it, tunnel under it. So just relax and enjoy the ride. Make it a learning experience. I remember some years back when you and I decided that when we were caught in traffic or dealing with drivers who really shouldn't have a license, we decided to always say, we're on vacation. And thus, we won't be in a hurry.
That's it.
While driving. A negative attitude in traffic will make you run hotter than your radiator on a summer's day. Don't get your undergarments in a knot, as our daughters would say. Relax and make the journey a learning experience by listening to MP3s, CDs, or downloads, like our two-minute videos. Taxes, well, you either pay them or you go to jail. So change your attitude. Thank God you have to pay more in taxes because it means you're making more money. Having said that, well, let me also encourage you to report all your income, but take every deduction and advantage the law allows. I could go on and discuss how we have to tolerate ignorant people among others, but it's not worth our time.
That's the truth.
But here's the real key.
That's it, our attitude. Because our attitude determines our tolerance of unfavorable or aggravating circumstances. Ephesians 4 verse 2 in the Good News translations offers this advice. Be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Talking about our circumstances really won't change them. But action based on God's word will. Whoever said talk is cheap, well, never argued with a traffic cop, that's for sure.
It's true.
But someone once said talk is cheap, but actions are priceless.
It's good.
You want to know what impresses God, what makes a real difference with him? In Romans 2:13 in the Message Bible, it says, merely hearing God's law is a waste of your time if you don't do what he commands. Doing, not hearing, is what makes the difference with God. God is impressed by what you actually do, not by what you intend to do or what you're, you know, thinking you're going to be doing. If you want God's approval, do you really want God's approval? Then James 2:24 in God's Word translation, you may need to take it to heart. And this is what it says. You see that a person receives God's approval because of what he does, not only because of what he believes. You receive God's approval by doing what he says, which is in his word. He tells us what to do. The renowned pastor Charles Spurgeon, wow, what a great man,
This is a great quote.
Mm-hmm. If we cannot believe God when circumstances seem to be against us, we do not believe him at all.
Wow.
Amen. Life is full of people, and really circumstances, but life is full of people who want to talk about what they're going to do, and yet nothing ever seems to happen. We have a friend who's really one of the most creative people you would ever want to meet. But he just is totally has a totally unrealistic view of what it takes to make things happen. The things that happen in his mind that he's able to create, he just can't seem to bring to fruition. A creation without implementation will never come to fruition.
It's true.
So do you want to move from the prison of mediocrity to the freedom success can bring, then we need to do something instead of just talking about it.
Why don't you read this next, because I know Joseph is one of your favorites.
He is. Genesis 39:22, reading about my buddy Joseph. I feel like I know him almost. Genesis 39:22 says, "And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it." Talk about changing your circumstances, right?
Yeah.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for doer is H6213, H6213, and it means to do, accomplish, produce. Joseph was a dreamer, but his destiny manifested because of what he did about that dream. If you become known as the go-to person in the workplace, you'll find doors of opportunity opening to you beyond your expectation. Joseph was a doer in person, and it opened the doors for him to escape from prison into his destiny. And then one other thing, if you're not doing what the word says, then you are truly deceiving yourself.
That's true. James 1:22, Classic Amplified. But be doers of the word. Obey the message and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. When we listen, obey, and act on God's word, He'll bless us and reward us. Our circumstances will begin to change. James 1:25, New Living Translation. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Need to be the change. You need to be the change you desire to see in others. And you will marvel at how your circumstances begin to change. Dr. David Jeremiah said, no matter what our circumstance, we can find a reason to be thankful.
That is true.
And we need to think about that.
We have a lot of reasons we often don't bring up.
There's a lot of truth in that. Hallelujah. Well, go to heraldhearing.com and click on the button that says Sow a Seed. If you've been blessed by the ministry or this teaching or any of our teachings, just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.